producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to the Corlin Economics Report, a weekly look at financial and political topics relating to asset-based investing. Guests on this program pay no fees to appear, and guests and hosts disclose any equity interest in companies profiled. Now, the Corlin Economics Report.
Welcome in. You are listening to the weekend edition of the KE Report. This weekend edition is still 2 hours, but in the second hour, we are playing some of our best of segments. In the first hour, we are focusing more on some positive Christmas messages out there, or at least the holidays. I hope everybody is having a great holiday season. I hope everyone is being able to spend some time with their friends and family, reflect on the year, look forward to next year. That being said, we are kicking off this show with Chris Temple. Chris, you have a revolutionary Christmas, is it message that is posted on your site that I would like to chat with you a little bit about. You want to explain that to us, please?
Well, sure. Quite a few years ago, Corey, I was given a gift by a friend that was a compilation of messages from Christian theologians, priests, ministers, even in a couple instances, lay people who were identified as having positive messages, maybe not on doctrine of Christianity as much as on good positive cultural messages. And one of them that talked about what I think was the real message of Christmas itself, or at least one that is overlooked by most people, especially in our commercial age where Christmas means Santa Claus and running up your charge cards, is one that I have always made available on my website or emailed out or both at Christmas time, and it's called The Original Revolution. This was written many, many years ago by a Mennonite theologian whose name was John Howard Yoder. And I'm going to read you really quickly the introduction from my website. People can go to the commentary section and read it. And what I say as an introduction to this is as follows. Each year at Christmas for some time now, I have shared the accompanying commentary by the late Mennonite theologian John Howard Yoder. To me, it indeed does reflect a truly revolutionary, epical event of over two millennia ago when our blessed Lord was born. Reflect on these words and on the impact and meaning of Luke's gospel passage that Yoder keys on. We live in an age when many regard Jesus Christ as simply a genie in a bottle who is ready to jump at our beck and call when we demand. He's our personal trainer, our motivational speaker, and more. But few understand that were our Savior alive today, he would be reviled by the governments and power structures of the world, even those of supposedly Christian nations. Those who think that they are God and whose power, money, and control are actually threatened by the gospel and the good news that we celebrate at Christmas. Jesus would be persona non grata in the corridors of power. He would be public enemy number one. You would hear about him from the FBI, from the NSA, from Homeland Security, from the ADL, from the Southern Poverty Law Center, you name it. In short, he would be considered a dangerous terrorist and an extremist because of his message. And this is because this gospel of our Lord is every bit as much secular and social as it is personal, and arguably even more so when you read Luke's gospel. As I have written and spoken of for many years, this revolution, whose embodiment is the person of Jesus, it speaks to power. It speaks to the legal profession. It speaks to the bankers and the money power, and much, much more. Those today who would affect positive social change are remiss if they do not understand the author of real justice and peace and prosperity. So I added a few words in here, but that's essentially my introduction to this. And, you know, realize what people were rejoicing over. Realize why it was that even the Jewish people and the people of that part of the world that, where Jesus was born why it was that so many of them were really regarding Jesus and the Messiah to come as a true revolutionary. They got it quite wrong, but nevertheless, that does not mean simply because Jesus didn't come and lead a conquering army from the get-go does not mean that his message in the end wasn't truly revolutionary.
Now, Chris, I find that over Christmas, it should be a time to reflect on some of the positive things in life with the people closest to you. It seems like day after day, we get bombarded in the media with negative stories, and unfortunately, stories that sell news. And it's easy to almost get lost in that spiral of negative news. And obviously, negative stuff happens every day, but there's also positive things that go on out there, both personally, individually, and kind of globally. And I think that those are the things that people should be looking to as kind of a guiding light and saying that this was positive. How can we continue to manifest this positivity moving into the next year? What do you focus on when you're with your family?
Well, I focus on a dozen grandchildren and counting, and that's great fun to be able to spend time with them and see how many of them can pile onto me without me, you know, being taken off my feet. That's a fun contest. And I look at the blessings that life gives us, you know, which aren't always counted in material things. It's the love you have. It's how you deal with life's adversity, how you maintain your faith in God is unshakable. You try and impart that to others and have that reflected in your life. So it's always a very fun and joyous time when I'm able to be with family and friends. Beyond that, Corey, I have said many times, and when I was pinch hitting for Big Al and yourself somewhat earlier this year, I had a great friend and actually a hero of mine as a guest on the show, a man named Paul Glover, who has been his own revolutionary, not so much couched in Christianity in a theological sense, but in many of the same principles that our blessed Lord passed on when he was on this earth and that we have tried imperfectly, to be sure, to impart to others for over two millennia now. And that is that there is a just way to run a society, to run markets, to run a monetary system, to run a social welfare system, to run a legal system. This world does not do that for the most part. You can look to the examples of the great King Saint Louis of France of the 13th century and see arguably when a sovereign came closest to emulating what a Christian nation was supposed to look like. The U.S. of A. certainly isn't that these days. In fact, I think anybody that today are some of my old activist friends on a religious right that bandy on about how the U.S. is a Christian nation, they ought to have their mouths washed out. I don't think they understand the meaning of the term. And to me, one of the joyful things of this time of year is to look around at the world around us where we see various movements and rebellions against the decidedly un-Christian or anti-Christian power structure of the world in all these areas. I take great comfort in knowing, and I have some expectations in knowing, that people are pushing back in the right direction. They just need to realize anew who the author of these laws is.
Now on this show, Chris, we do talk a lot about investing, and I think that is important in a lot of people's lives, but there are also a number of other important factors out there. And as you mentioned, we don't necessarily have free markets, and there are a lot of powers that be out there that we probably don't agree with. But there are changes and there are differences that people can make in their own lives and focus on what you can control in your life. I think that gives people more of a grasp on what is capable of happening change-wise for the better, not only personally, but also for those close around you. Chris, I hope you had a great Christmas. This is airing on the day after Christmas. In Canada, we call it Boxing Day. I hope you got to spend some great time with your family. Thank you, Chris.
Al Corlin's firm, A.B. Corlin & Associates Incorporated, provides consulting services to public companies on matters of regulatory compliance. To find out more, follow the link from www.kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back after this brief timeout.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
911, what is your emergency?
There's somebody in my house. Hurry, please.
A home break-in happens every 22 seconds. Homes without a security system are up to 3 times more vulnerable to a burglary. That's why they're Simply Safe. In an emergency, our advanced wireless technology alerts police up to 10 times faster, and your connection to emergency services can't be cut because Simply Safe doesn't rely on landlines. Simply Safe costs less than half what traditional companies charge, just $14.99 a month, and there's no commitment to an annual contract. Protect your family with the highest caliber security. Go now to simplysafedefense.com and get 10% off with free shipping and a 3-year warranty. Hurry, and you'll also receive a keychain remote worth $25. Try Simply Safe for a full 60 days. You'll feel confident that your family is safe or your money back. Go to simplysafedefense.com right now. simplysafedefense.com.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out Slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's Slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
As the cold and flu season approaches, Silver Lungs is ready to help you and your family through the toughest of the year by supporting your immune system and overall health. From our best-selling colloidal silver generating system to our entire line of silver-based skin gels, nasal sprays, soaps, and silver solutions, Silver Solutions remain one of nature's most powerful and least expensive antibacterial agents. Now you can produce your own for pennies a day in the comfort of your home using the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs Generator. Learn more today at www.silverlungs.com.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Hey, welcome in. Second segment of the weekend edition. We are chatting right now with both Doc and with Avi Gilbert. Avi, LPG are men about the world, for lack of better terms. Sent us a couple of questions, and I know he sent you the same question, and that is he would like to know what you feel about the markets, specifically precious metals and the conventional markets, at the first of the year and shortly thereafter. Any comments, man?
Well, I was so hoping that the last 2 weeks of this calendar year were going to give us our final bottom on the metals and miners. And unfortunately, it does not look to be. And this seems to have happened each of the last 3 years. Each of the last 3 years, the markets have had a setup to which they could drop right down to my ideal targets. And each and every time in the last month, they have failed to follow through on those setups. And it's starting to look like this year is going to be no different, which is probably going to push off the final bottoming till early next year. I have zero confidence right now that a bottom has been seen. I still think there's going to be a lower low to come, unless we have truncated bottoms in everything. But in the GLD and the gold market, the larger pattern over the last couple of years has been what we call, Eliotians call, an ending diagonal. And the manner in which we know that ending diagonals have completed is often you see a spike down followed by a spike back up, which begins the next trend in the opposite direction. We have not seen that yet in gold. And based upon the pattern I'm seeing for the last year or two in gold, that pretty much has to be my expectation now. So I have not seen that reaction yet in the gold market, and I'm still waiting for that reaction. And often, the target, once that bottom is struck in gold, the target will take us back to the point at which we began that diagonal, which to me means that once the bottom of the market is struck, we're going to be able to see a very strong and fast rally back to the 122 to 132 region in the GLD. It should be a dramatic bottoming that I would expect.
So, Avi, I have to say I do agree with you that gold does look like it will hit even a lower low next year. Let's talk about the beginning of the year, because if we look at what happened in 2014, at the end of that, gold, for the most part, moved sideways to slightly up in December. This year, it has moved pretty much sideways. But when we started this year, gold went on a little run throughout January. Do you think that that could happen, or are we just going to keep on trending lower over January?
You know, at this point in time, I really can't say I have a strong handle on the micro level on gold. It's certainly possible that gold can move higher. At this point in time, you know, I'm actually net long in miners and metals. I have no reason to be net short yet. I don't have a setup to be net short. So for now, my expectation is we could see higher, but there's nothing that's telling me that we are immediately heading down to lower lows. I don't have that micro setup yet. So without that, and I don't have a solid setup for up either. Right now, to me, it's relatively trendless. So for the most part, you know, I'm siding with the fact that we are very close to the long-term bottoming in metals, and that's how I'm playing it. But I am looking for the setup for one last short opportunity, and I don't have it yet.
Doc, weigh in on this, would you? What's your opinion?
What I'm looking at, and Abby talks about setups, I'm actually looking for another low in gold in about the first week in January. And then there's a good chance that we get a move up, but I'm a little concerned about that move because it might be a muted move, and we might even go lower than into sometime in 2016, maybe in the spring. I felt we could get down to the 1050 level by the end of the year and not 1,000, and we're there, but I really feel that we will yet get to 1,000 sometime in 2016. That's the odds that I'm looking at right now. However, having said that, I think it's going to be a great opportunity to be purchasing precious metal stocks in 2016 all through the year, because there is a divergence that seems to be happening now between gold and the stocks. So 2016, I feel, will be a good time to be buying and getting serious about buying the precious metal stocks.
Avi, let's switch it over to the conventional markets. We've seen the conventional markets, in my eyes, I think, look pretty weak throughout this month. I know that you've had a couple different scenarios that you've been watching very closely for these markets. Where do you stand currently?
Well, right now, we have a pattern in place that can take us to over 2,200 by February, the first week of February. I am not wholly confident of it. Right now I am long. We got long after that 2000, that bottoming that we had last week. And so right now I am long, but I am cautiously optimistic. I'm going to need to see us strongly breaking 2090 and then holding support over 2090 on a pullback. After we hit the, after we retest the all-time highs, I'm going to be looking for a strong hold of that 2090 region if we're able to break out through 2090. And that's pointing me to, 2238. And that would be by around the first week of February or so, assuming we see that. If we are unable to get through 2090 on the SPX, and we then wind up taking out 2005, last week's low, that is pointing me back into an 18 handle.
If we do reach this 2200 number on the S&P, then, Avi, is that a final top? Do you think we roll over?
Nope. I don't believe that is a final top. To me, that is only a minor top, where I think from there, the target region I have up there is 2238, up to 2298. So it's within that region I see a pullback going to occur back down to, you know, where we are, where our all-time highs are now. 2135, maybe we hold up as high as 2180. And from there, I'm looking to well exceed 2300. I think we should exceed 2400 before we see any type of major topping in the market.
Avi, it's always a pleasure to have you on the show. Thank you again for all the time that you have spent with us throughout 2015. We look forward to continuing to bring you on the show throughout 2016. And, Doc, we will be joined by you next segment to give our audience a little background about how you got into technical trading. And I have to say, you've helped me a lot with my technical analysis, and I greatly appreciate that. So everybody, stick around. We're going to be continuing to chat with Doc right after this.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
From our family to yours, have a very Merry Christmas. We are the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Hey, welcome back. Corey and I are chatting with an old friend right now. This gentleman is a regular guest on our show. One of the most interesting individuals, I have to say, who Kathy and I and Corey and Shannon have ever met. Why do we say this? First of all, let's identify our mystery guest here, Dr. Richard Postman, known as Doc, on our particular venue. Doc is a very interesting guy in the sense that he obviously is a retired physician, graduated from medical school in Michigan, elected when he retired to get very, very involved in the financial sector in terms of studying technical analysis about as much as anybody can do it. And we have found that in working with him over the past 3 years or so, he is one of the most accurate technicians out there. Doc, how did you first get involved in this?
Well, I've been involved in the conventional markets for years. I started back when I was about 18 and didn't know too much and dabbled in some speculative stocks and did very well. And back then I wasn't doing technicals, but I was always interested in the stock markets because it was such a challenge. And it's a challenge where if you make the right decisions, you can actually do pretty good from a standpoint of your asset basis. And I was looking at them, and as I went through practice, I didn't have as much time. But as I moved on in my practice and got a little bit older, and I cut back on my practice. It gave me the chance to become more involved in markets again. And that's when I started to do technical analysis. And as I did it, I kind of developed my own way of doing technicals. There's a lot of books out on it. But what I did was then I took some indicators and I played around with them for a while. And then I took another methodology of technical analysis, because there are different methodologies. You've got cycle theory, you've got Elliott waves, and I can go on and on. But so I took one of the methodologies and I took all the indicators that I use, like momentum indicators, strength indicators, Bollinger Bands, and those kind of things, and I kind of molded them to this other methodology. And then I noticed something about that other methodology that I don't think anybody else was using, and I've been developing that on my own, and I'm finding it to be really quite accurate, and that's really what's helped me out.
Doc, I have to say, you've taught me a lot about technicals over, I guess it'd almost be a year now that you and I have been studying them, and you've been showing me what you see in charts, and I've been trying to contribute kind of my thoughts, but also learning a lot. And that one aspect that you touched on there at the end, I find so interesting about your technicals, because you're not just a one sort of technical focus. You have managed to take different momentum and strength indicators and combine them simply into maybe, I would say, a more understandable plus a more unique method. How many charts do you look over a day? How did you essentially figure out this method that you use seems to work quite well?
Well, I look at just hundreds of charts, and what I do is I will take a position based on my indicators and the method I use, and then I, in my mind, create a scenario based on that, and then after it works out over time, I'll look back and say, was it successful? And what I'm finding, and I've shown you, Corey, what I'm doing with this, especially the way of I've adjusted one of the methodologies that I don't think people use, and you understand it now, and you understand what I'm doing. And as we've gone through the year, it's been awfully accurate, and I think you can pretty much ascribe to that also. What I did was, you're right, I didn't just hone in on one type of methodology like so many people do. Like, you have your Elliott wave theorists, and then you have your cycle theorists, and then you have other theorists. What I did was I took a combination of them, and then I added something to it, and it just, along with it, is very commonsensical, and it works out very well. It's very accurate, actually.
Doc, what I find to be interesting about technical analysis is something that a lot of our listeners have reminded us of on the blog just in the last few days, and that is, a really good technician really can't continue to blame inaccurate calls on manipulation, because technical analysis, as I understand it, and you and Corey are way ahead of me on this one in terms of my level of acumen, but the fact of the matter is, as I understand it, TA will take into consideration actually what's going on in the market, whether it's natural or not. Am I correct in that?
Oh, absolutely. And what I love about technical analysis, I feel it's actually forward-looking, unlike fundamentals, which you're looking in a rearview mirror. You're looking at data in the past, and you're looking at current fundamentals, but those fundamentals aren't telling you anything about what lies around the corner in the future. And I think technicals do that. And that's why I love technicals, because they alert you to danger up ahead. And that's why I am so much involved in technical analysis. But now I'll tell you what I do. I also wed technical analysis to the fundamentals. If the technicals are telling me something, then I'll look at the fundamentals, and I'll see, I'll attempt to see why the technicals are signaling something based on the fundamentals. And often it allows you to pick out stocks that other people aren't interested in at a particular point in time. And I think that's awfully valuable, especially at turning points.
Doc, one aspect that I like about technicals, and this just comes from my belief of the markets right now, is that the markets are, for the most part, dominated by big investment houses, a lot of technical traders. I think a lot of the big money banks and investment funds out there use technical analysis in some form of another. Some strictly technical analysis, but some, I think, also look at some more fundamental factors. But when you're playing these markets, I think if you're not using technicals, you're left behind, simply because we even know there's been books written that there are simply computers that are watching these markets trading exclusively on technicals that account for quite a bit of the volume.
Yes, and they use resistance areas and support areas, and you know, they have their algorithms all put together. And when something's hit, you know, they all go, it seems, all go in tandem. And so you've got to know technical analysis. I've often listened to different people or read different articles on asset classes and stocks. And you'll get an analyst that'll recommend the stock, and I'll go and look at it technically, and I'll say, you got to be kidding me. And you'll see another 10 or 15% downside to that stock. Now, it might be a good stock fundamentally, but if you'd wait based on technicals, you can ultimately pick it up at a lower price than when the analyst is recommending it. So that's where really value comes in for me in technical analysis also.
You know, I have to tell you, one of the New Year's resolutions that I'm going to have to make is to learn more about this. Corey, it's all yours, man.
Well, Doc, I think that we've covered the benefits of technical analysis. To be honest with you, a couple of years ago, I thought technical analysis was not even valid for some of the stocks that we talk about on this site, just because I didn't think that they would trade enough. But quite frankly, what I've seen is technical analysis is useful for pretty much all stocks and definitely needs to be considered, especially for entrance points, getting into stocks, and also for exiting. And when we're in a market like we are right now with resources that has been going down, and if it starts moving sideways, I find just trading these ranges, if you can isolate them through technicals, can be a huge benefit and quite a profitable one, even when other people who hold too long are really struggling. So, Doc, I'm excited to continue to learn about technicals, and I thank you for all the insights you've given myself and hopefully a lot of our listeners.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX, that's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one makes powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hey, welcome in here to wrap up the first hour of the weekend edition. You know, before we get into this, I just want to say I hope everybody had a great holiday the last couple of days. Regardless of your particular faith, we all celebrate something about this time of year. Having said that, we're going to talk a little bit of a different take on gold. Chuck Pravini, who is the president of one of the companies that Doc and I and Corey are invested in, NatCore Technologies, has also got a tremendous amount of expertise in the precious metals industry. Having spent probably, I don't even know how many years, Chuck, what sounds to me like 10 or 20 years in that industry. Is that right?
Yeah, I was in the commodity business and the metals business for approaching 15, 20 years, yeah.
Yeah. We were talking off mic, folks, and Chuck was telling us his theory about what's going on in the gold market, regulation, et cetera, et cetera. I think you're going to find his thoughts to be not only thought-provoking but also fascinating. Chuck, let's talk about where you stand on this issue.
Of course, if anybody knows which way gold is going up or down, they don't tell anybody. They just go buy it or sell it themselves. But one of the things that I think is important to any metals is people say, is gold going up or down? And really, what's going up or down is typically the currency or the medium that you're using to buy it. We talked briefly earlier that when I was in the commodity business, I ran Conti Commodities for years. We had a barter business where what we did is eliminated the currencies, where we would have countries that were looking to buy grain, Russia, countries that needed oil, the United States. So we would barter oil for grain and eliminate the loss that they would have to do by going through currencies. Because when you sit back and say, is the price of gold going up or down, how much of that is the price of gold and how much of that is the fact that your currency, whatever it happens to be, is weakening or strengthening? And so there's two variables there, and you can't just assume that, you know, that it's the price of the metal that's happening. It could be the price of the metal could be going down. Your currency just is going down faster.
Chuck, I think this is a very interesting take on these markets, and I think it speaks a lot to the size of these markets as well, especially when you compare it to the dollar or just currency in general. Currency is such a huge industry trading-wise that it does seem to dwarf some of the commodities, doesn't it?
You know, it does. And I ran Geek Pereira for a while, and our offices in banknotes would have like 170 different currencies in their drawers. So the currencies are crazy, and everybody gets a little naive, saying, "Oh, the dollar is strong or weak against what?" And sometimes, you know, you're saying, "Yes, it's strong or weak against, you know, the euro or something, some other currency." But in reality, when you look at it in the world environment, world currency environments, you know, you might not think it's as strong or weak as you think when you start comparing it to other commodities.
You know, we've had a number of our family. I call anybody who comes on our forum automatically becomes a member of our family. And a number of people have brought that up. If I'm not mistaken, Agatha, you brought that up. You were talking about the value of gold vis-a-vis Canadian dollars, et cetera, et cetera. And I think, you know, that's one element that people, I think, have a tendency to forget. The value of the currency is very, very critical in this particular situation. We've got Doc with us also. Doc, real quick, what do you think about that?
Yeah, it is, and it's a good point that what you're really doing is watching currencies go up and down, as far as I think, with the price of gold. And it makes it interesting. And when you see where the dollar is today, and it looks like it's going to hang up here for a while, you know, that tells you something about gold. So, yeah, I found that comment to be very interesting, where Chuck focused more on the currency than actually in the gold price itself.
Now, Chuck, talking about the currency, we are, as Doc said right now, in a time where the U.S. dollar is looking strong, might even get stronger, and a lot of this, I think, is due to policies that are being enacted by the Fed, more specifically, this recent rise in interest rates. How do you find government and central bank policy plays into this overall trend in currencies, which then impacts the, at least dollar-wise, price of commodities?
Anytime a government tries to artificially control anything, it's only temporary and is destined to fail. One of the reasons I got in the solar business is because I saw so much subsidies from China, artificially supporting their solar industry, and I knew that had to die sooner or later. But when you're talking about governments, so like the dollar right now in the United States, there's two components as to why people buy dollars. One is, yes, it might have some strength, but really it's the interest rate. If a country wants to buy dollars or wants to buy euros, there's two components. One is, what am I getting in return as far as an interest rate, and what does it cost me to hedge against that? Because people, when countries invest in a interest rate denominated instrument, there's no risk. They have to hedge that dollar risk. The only variable is what's the interest rate, is what's their yield. So if you have very, very low interest rates, there's not much of an incentive, you know, to come in and buy dollars, unless, of course, it's artificial by the Chinese wanting to get a bigger control of, you know, of what our T-bills are.
You know, government control is something that's interesting, and the reason I say that is when you talk about government control, you know, the average person in the United States anyway immediately looks at the Fed, okay, Federal Reserve Bank, and there are numerous people out there, I mean, you know, led by the Ron Paul revolution, et cetera, you know, who feel that the Fed is a criminal organization, et cetera, because they feel that the Fed is only acting for its own best interest, you know, which it would be needed. Easy conclusion to come to when you realize that the Fed is in essence a private bank. But having said that, when you read the mandate of the Federal Reserve Bank, which is simply no more and no less than to keep our economy stable to the best of our abilities, that's something that to me is kind of hard to argue against, given what a terrible situation from a fundamental standpoint, gentlemen, that the United States is in right now. I think what the Fed is doing is perfectly reasonable. In my opinion, it is simply eliminating what could turn into basically a huge amount. I'll use a dramatic term here, panic in the streets. Chuck, you think I'm crazy on that?
No, I think the Fed, not unlike the exchanges, its sole purpose is to create economic consistency, uniformity, and try not to, you know, to allow chaos, you know, either in the banking markets or the brokerage markets, et cetera. The question is, if they're doing that purely from the point of view of interest rates and economics, that's one thing. when they start making decisions like that based on artificially showing that the economy is doing well or not doing well, then I think they've overstepped their bounds. And I think what has to happen to make that really work is the free market gets involved in it. And when the Fed gets a little too out of line where the interest rates are too low or too high, then you get other countries coming in to purchasing these interest rate vehicles or instruments, and then, you know, making sure the expenses are right with the hedge. But the net of it is that if the Fed gets too out of line, they get hammered by other countries, because we're not the only one with the Fed. They just call it different things.
Well, Chuck, you brought this up a couple of times, first touching on China and now touching on other countries having their own central banks. The world is so interconnected right now that don't you feel all these central banks either need to work in unison or at least need to be very aware of what other central banks are doing?
Now, I think, well, they're certainly aware of what other central banks are doing. But I think a better analogy would be looking at it. You've got a bunch of really sharp traders, and if they see that the dollar value versus the interest rate gets out of line, someone's going to come in and either buy or sell dollars and short or long the interest rate, and they'll do an arbitrage. That's what makes things happen. I don't think they all need to sit down together and say, okay, what do we think we should all do collectively? Let the free market, if one of the countries gets out of line with respect to interest rates or, you know, or the value of their currency, they're going to get hammered by these other traders in that are running the other central banks.
I agree 100% with that one. I listened to Yellen's speech, I believe it was last Wednesday or Thursday, time flies when you're having fun, but she all but admitted very obviously in her speech that the unemployment numbers that are being put out right now in the United States really are kind of ridiculous in the sense that she said, you know, of course, we have huge underemployment right now. The labor force, as by its pure definition, is much smaller right now than it ever has been. So, of course, the Fed realizes we have a problem. Boy, that's not what comes out in the New York Times whenever these meetings are over, is it, Chuck?
No, and again, I think how do they determine that? When you look at how they determine what the unemployment rate is or isn't, it's like a telephone survey. There's no real. I have a lot of questions about how real those numbers are, and how many people are no longer looking for work. I think that's a very, very vague number. That is easily manipulated by whoever wants to manipulate it.
All right, Chuck. It's always enjoyable chatting with you. Curious to hear what everybody else out there has to say on this topic. Come weigh in on our blog at kereport.com. Interesting to hear what everybody will say. Stick around. We are going to be right back with the second hour.
For our upcoming appearance schedule, visit kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back in just a moment.
Concerned about harmful contaminants in your water? Look to ProPure, the most trusted name in gravity water filtration systems. ProPure, with the silver-infused Pro-1 G2.0 filter, removes over 200 contaminants, including VOCs, heavy metals, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, fluorides, and radiologicals. We don't just say it, we back it up. The Pro-1 G2.0 filter is NSF 42 certified and independently tested to meet NSF 53 and P231 standards. Pro Pure Water, the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. Purchase with confidence in quality, performance, and customer service. Take advantage of our biggest holiday 25% off sale going on now. Visit your authorized Pro Pure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533. 800-544-3533.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.